Page 25, measure number 24-392, Jefferson School District 14J. Refer to the people by the district board. Bonds to increase safety, repair and construct schools, update classrooms. Question, shall Jefferson Schools issue $24,500,000 general obligation bonds, increase safety, make capital improvements, audits, oversight required, obtain $4 million state grant? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if the bonds are approved, the state will provide a $4 million grant for the projects. If not approved, these state funds will be diverted to another district. The district has also applied for a state seismic grant. A citizen committee would oversee use of the proceeds. Proceeds of the bonds will be used to construct, equip, and furnish a new middle school and associated gymnasium, make district-wide student safety and security improvements, make energy-saving improvements to reduce operating expenses, construct, equip, and furnish an elementary school gymnasium with community access, add elementary classrooms, make district-wide improvements, including upgrades to technology infrastructure, roofs, athletic fields, parking areas, locker rooms, plumbing, and seismic protection. Bonds will mature in 31 years or less from date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. If approved, the average tax rate is estimated to be approximately $2.45 per $1,000 of assessed value or $245 annually for property assessed at $100,000. Actual tax rates may differ depending on interest rates incurred and growth in assessed value. Explanatory statement. Jefferson School District serves approximately 900 kindergarten through 12th grade students in three schools. It has been about 20 years, 1996, since the last capital bond measure was passed in Jefferson School District. For the past 10 years, property owners have not had any capital improvement assessments applied to their property taxes. Jefferson School District completed a comprehensive facilities review in 2005 that provided an evaluation of each school and recommendations for repairs, upgrades, and replacement. Passing this bond allows Jefferson School District to receive an Oregon School Capital Improvement Matching Program grant award for $4 million. This means about one-seventh of the costs will be paid by the state rather than local taxpayers. The $24,500,000 bond would address security and safety features, add new capacity, provide technology upgrades for 21st century student learning, repair and upgrade buildings, including ADA and HVAC, and construct and renovate facilities. The estimated tax rate is $2.45 per $1,000 of assessed property value over the life of the bonds. Proceeds from the bond measure would help Jefferson School District to increase school safety and security, making safety upgrades in schools such as building entrances, classroom locks and emergency reporting systems, fully enclosed hallways and classroom access, create limited visitor entry for improving monitoring, upgrade security lighting, reconfigure bus drop-offs, easy parent drop-offs, and improve and increase parking at each school. Add new capacity buildings. Construct and furnish a new attached wing to add classrooms, furnishings, and equipment at the elementary school. Construct, furnish, and equip a new middle school and full-size gymnasium. New construction will result in increased energy savings. A new gym at the elementary school will meet community needs and provide for a much-needed lunchroom area, eliminating the need for students to eat meals in the classrooms. Renovate, repair, and upgrade buildings. Replace or upgrade HVAC systems. Upgrade buildings to meet ADA requirements. Replace floors containing asbestos and remove lead paint. Provide repairs throughout the district, such as replacing deteriorating roofs, replacing old windows, and upgrading to improve energy efficiency. Renovations will result in increased energy savings. Technology upgrades. Upgrade equipment. Upgrade wiring and electrical supplies. Allow for full wireless access in all schools and classrooms. The bond would also fund site improvements, costs of issuance, audits, oversight, and would mature in 30 years or less from issuance. Kent Klugman. Kluitz, Superintendent, Jefferson School District 14J, Jefferson, Oregon. Page 26, an argument in favor of Measure 24-392. On May 17th, the residents of Jefferson will have an opportunity to pass a school bond measure that could dramatically and positively affect our community now and for generations to come. Like the residents before us, the time has come for our decision to invest in the future of education in Jefferson. A capital construction bond is the only funding source available to our community for replacing old buildings and making substantial capital improvements to learning environments. Bond dollars will improve facilities and add much-needed gym space to adequately support growing educational, athletic, and community programs. A passing bond will greatly improve safety and security for students and staff at each school. What would it cost? At a cost of $2.45 per $1,000 in assessed value, not market value, the owner of a property with an assessed value of $100,000 will contribute $245 per year or about $20 per month. Why now? Construction costs are rising, interest rates are at a historic low, and Jefferson School District has been awarded a sizable grant to offset one-seventh of the cost. This $4 million grant, free money never before available to the school district, is awarded only with a passing bond. This strategic effort will minimize the cost to our community. How do I help? Encourage others in the community to support the bond. Vote yes today. Where can I learn more? www.jeffersonbond.com. A yes vote will allow the Jefferson School District to replace buildings that are beyond their serviceable life, modernize buildings in need of repair, upgrade technology to meet today's requirements, and address the safety and security issues of today, creating the best possible learning environment for our students. This targeted investment will be a testament to the pride of Jefferson and our commitment to a better future for our community. Derek Mendiola, Sandy Hollister, Jill Weddle, Angie Wustig, Francis Garsow, Lincoln W. Case, Bill Linhart, Jason Garland, Megan Garland. This information furnished by Paul Terrison for Kids for Jefferson. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 26, another argument in favor. Today, Jefferson residents will have the opportunity to pass a bond measure, 24-392, which will dramatically improve the schools serving our community. Passing the bond will provide the funds to rebuild the functionally obsolete Jefferson Middle School, replace six temporary classrooms with permanent classrooms, and build a dedicated gymnasium for Jefferson Elementary School. The bond will fund targeted safety, security, mechanical, and technology needs at each school. A capital construction bond is the only funding source available for making these much-needed capital improvements. Why now? Construction costs are rising. Interest rates are at a historic low. The Jefferson School District will be awarded a $4 million state grant when the bond passes, which equals about one-seventh of Jefferson's total capital improvement bond investment. What will it cost you? The estimated cost is $2.45 per $1,000 of the assessed value of your property. For example, a typical three-bedroom house in Jefferson might be assessed, not appraised or market value, at $150,000. $2.45 times 150 equals $367 per year or about $30 per month tax deductible. Below is Jefferson's property tax rate or millage rate compared to our neighbors. This is how much our neighbors pay towards supporting their community. Sweet Home, $23.02. Brownsville, $21.80. Lebanon, $21.50. Albany, $19.47. Silverton, $18.19. Scio, $16.71. Mill City, $16.51. Turner, $16.15. Jefferson, $13.14. The Jefferson School Bond will increase our rate by approximately $2.45 per $1,000 of your property's assessed value. After passing the bond, our rate will be $15.59. With the passage of this bond, you can see that we can accomplish so much for our kids and community and still have some of the lowest property taxes compared to almost all of our neighbors in Linn and Marion counties. See proposed improvements at www.jeffersonbond.com. Vote yes. Jacques Rowe, Ellie Chavez, Sarah Kellogg, Terry Gibson, Shelley Henderson, Matthew Henderson, Juanita Palomo, Travis Sheffield, Cheryl Henderson, Crystal Rowe, Patricia Cavillo, Karen Wustig, Aaron Henderson, Melissa Landry Palma. This information furnished by Tall to Harrison for Kids for Jefferson. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 27, another argument in favor. We, the undersigned, support Jefferson School District Bond Measure 24-293 and agree with the arguments in favor. Please vote yes. M. Renee Waddle, John Zeilman, David R. Jones, Michelle M. Marr, Melody Rossiter, Dale L. Marr, Robert Rossiter, Charlene Keener, Gary Pickett, President of AM Equipment Incorporated, Cynthia S. Humanbrook, McManaman, Travis Bowling, Kevin Nash, Jennifer Deedon, Rebecca Courtney, Shannon Bowling, Justin Hopkins, Alex Lyons, Amber Hopkins, Shayna Guzman, Rebecca Goki, Pat Clark, Michelle Moat, Beth Chitwood, Jonathan Bendel, Gloria Solis, Andrea Rocha, Deborah A. Human, Chris Jensen, Deanne Bass, Terry Camlade, Eugene Wustig, Melissa Brazil, Ron Cairns, Josh Arlinson, Todd Tillerson, Jennifer Reed, K. H. Jones, Ho Nguyen, Shirley Ann Beattie, Ph.D., Melissa Renee Wagner, Nicholas Wagner, Melissa Thompson, Cecilia Garso, Lonnie Sheffield, Amelia Servin, Jennifer Terry, Jama Servin, Brooke Mulkey, Heidi Cobb, Lance Cobb, Holly Orton, Cody Orton, Brittany Russell, Heather Gorman, Jeff Lurkerkirker, Cheryl Ann Lurkerkirker, Travis Keith, Corey Libby, Christopher Larson, Tracy Kuehler, Janet Foster, Joshua Benjamin, Maya Sad, Samer Sad, Danette Benjamin, Athena Robertson, Brian Faitheim, Shayna Crater, Mary Peterson, Jacqueline Deeds, Sarah Withy, Melinda L. Myers, Michael D. Myers, Edna Campau, Bob Thompson, Paul Teharrison, Katie Feedheim, Elizabeth Jones, Michael Simmons, Carl Stockoff, Vicki Simmons, Steve Hastings, Carl Bradley, Karen Bradley, Eric Howley, Angela K. Howley, William L. Baxter, Barbara L. Baxter, Kathy Hollingsworth, Vanessa Silva, Alvarino Silva, Ellen Freddy, Kenneth Zillett, Michelle Simmons, Daniel Baxter, Jessica Baxter, Barbara Rowland, Douglas E. Rowland, Wendy Bean, Marie A. Thompson, Kyle Thompson, Julie Thompson, Larry Wells, Judy Lewis, Sarah Judy, Tony Gilbert, Shannon McKibben, James Whistling, Scott Haven, Brian O'Neill, Edie O'Neill, David Beryl, Rena Gardnier, Jack Gardnier, Jason Courtney, Rebecca Bendel, Judy M. Beryl, Kelly Teharrison, Jenny Hastings, Fair Sturman, Anthony Sturman, Jeff Mulkey, Michael B. Montgomery III, Mateo LaCrosse, Matthew Nunes, Michelle Nunes, Deanna Devine, Catherine Pittman, Justin B. Stubbs, Stephanie Stubbs, Sean Frost, Charlene Roby, Dolly Hensley, Katrina Weimer, Daniel Hageman, Ryan T. Hageman, Steve Brazell, Suzanne. This information furnished by Paul Teharrison for Kids for Jefferson. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 27, another argument. this time in opposition. Bonds are a loan and need to be paid back through property taxes. The bond measure is misleading and only states, if approved, the average tax rate is estimated to be approximately $2.45 per $1,000 of assessed value. What wasn't mentioned was that this is an increase that is on top of what you already are paying. This will increase rents and put an additional financial burden on first-time homebuyers, property owners, and people on fixed incomes in an uncertain economic time. In addition, bond measure 24-392 for $24,500,000 misses the mark in maximizing the investment of the citizens' property tax dollars. The school plan presented falls short of meeting other issues that will face the school district and community in years to come. If you like wasting your dollars on poor planning at a high cost, then this is for you. But if you are a person who wants to maximize the return of your property tax dollars or increased rent money, then vote no on this measure and wait for a better plan to be presented for voter approval. Good intentions with poor planning always cost more in the long run. Unfortunately, the voters have been presented with one of those plans. Please vote no. Submitted by Dennis Pearson, homeowner, Jefferson. This information is furnished by Dennis B. Pearson. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.